This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Very interesting things into that head of yours as we proceed with our work here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, working hard with Jennifer Horn, who's working hard with Victoria Keelan, who's working hard with Carousella. We're all working hard. Remember when Bill Clinton used to complain about how hard he was working? I can remember saying on the air any number of times, okay, pal, if it's such hard work, why did you go to the mat to be the president? Don't complain. You got the job. You got the gig. So let's go. So I guess that's the case with you, Jennifer. You got the job. You got the gig. So let's go.
Well, I think we have to start with what was big story yesterday. We took a break from Omarosa chat to talk about President Trump pulling the security clearance of ex-CIA Director John Brennan. He said that Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets. The president revoked the security clearance on Wednesday, and of course, the media goes bananas. They say that the president was trying to silence John Brennan, who goes on MSNBC, is actually a paid contributor to MSNBC, and is a pretty harsh critic of the president. So the question is, did John Brennan do something wrong, or does the president didn't want to hear what John Brennan had to say anymore and wanted to give him a little pushback, or is it both? It could be both of those things, which I think is probably the closest to the truth.
So, well, what's the big deal if he's not the director anymore? Why does he need the clearance? Why does he even have the clearance?
Is that just like a courtesy? If you're no longer in the position, like former presidents have some clearance?
With the CIA director's position, typically, because they might be called in to consult on things that might happen from time to time, they're usually extended like a 5-year period of renewal. So every 5 years, their security clearance would renew. I think that that should be null and void. I actually have no problem with this. I know that's a big surprise to you. But when you take a job to work for the news media, whether it's Fox News or MSNBC or anywhere in between, you shouldn't be getting security clearance from the government to help bolster your case. If you want to move from the realm of being CIA director into being a commentator, good for you. That's capitalism. Yay. But you don't get to take security clearance with you. Now, at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders said that, and this is not the first time we've heard this list, she started reading off people's names that would also have their security clearances reviewed, and that includes James Comey, who's, of course, the former FBI director, James Clapper, who's the former director of National Intelligence, Michael Hayden, former National Security Agency director, Peter Strzok, who's the FBI agent who was just fired, Andrew McCabe, who's the FBI director who is under criminal investigation. I don't have a problem with any of
that. The important word there is former.
Yeah.
Right. If you're James Comey and you get fired, whether we think it was justified or not, if you're an employee who's fired, why in the heck do you have a security clearance? And is this happening with every government employee who's fired or let go?
How many people have? Do we need a review of who has clearance?
Yeah.
Why they have them? I think that'd be a good place to start.
So I think you, Victoria, and Doug, and me, and Carol, we're all coming from different places. We're all coming from different places politically. But what outraged me is to find out, look, if Michael Flynn, who was fired as the NFA, as the Homeland Security director, if he still has security clearance, I'd be ticked off. If you're fired from a job, you lose security clearance.
Right. For example, if any of you were fired, you would lose the security clearance for being on this program.
Yes.
Fired from any job, they take your badge immediately that lets you in the building. It's the same. I kind of see it as the same thing. So what's the other side of this argument? Because I know a lot of people are up in arms about this. And so,
the
other side of the aisle.
That's what the other
Well, the other side of the aisle is exactly what I just said. They're saying, that's not traditional, that the security clearance is, once you're granted it, you should be renewed that. But the security clearance is not a constitutional right. It's a privilege. And do we keep giving security clearance, especially in this day, when we're worried about cyber attacks and hacking and compromising information? It doesn't bother me in the least if you are fired or if you're removed from office that your security clearance just doesn't follow you wherever you go.
I think
if Andrew McCabe, and I'm not saying he will, but he's under criminal investigation right now. If he
should be suspended
jail,
at least, right?
Right.
Like, can't
you
push pause?
You'd be getting security clearance?
Right. Don't you get to put...
We
should be able to push pause on that one. If you're under criminal investigation and it's a legitimate thing and it's not just accusations made in the media or whatever, if you are legitimately under investigation, we push pause on your security clearance. Doesn't that just make sense?
Yep. Sure it does.
Why aren't we running the country? The four of us.
I feel like we could
get this solved.
We could be co-presidents. Whose name is first on the bill?
I mean, it didn't work in Rome when they tried the triumviral government, but whatever. We could make it work.
We can make it work.
I think we
can. All right, let's go back to Ms. Saunders for a minute. Do you say Sanders or Saunders, Jennifer? Sanders.
Sarah Sanders, yeah.
All right, so she apologized to the news media for wrongly stating that President Trump has created three times as many jobs for black people in America in comparison to President Obama. Why the apology?
What's
so she made a mistake? Oh, okay,
yeah.
So it's not true. So
it's a pretty big statement.
It is.
It was a pretty big statement on the heels of trying to defend Trump against being a racist. So she kind of lumped that in, and it really wasn't the right time or place to start saying, "Oh, he's done so many things for black people." It's like,
let's just stick with
the fact that you don't think he's a racist.
Omarosa and her, didn't she claim that he was a racist, or is trying to prove with all of her audio recording
then,
that he's a racist? Is that where this all comes from?
Yes. And so Sarah Sanders kind of tried to pile on the argument in Trump's favor that he's created three times more jobs, and it just kind of got out of hand. It just
it
spiraled.
All right. So
now she did when she issued her correction. She issued it from the briefing. She said job numbers were right that she gave for President Trump and President Obama, but the time frame for President Obama wasn't. So that's where she said, "I'm sorry for the mistake. No apologies for the 700,000 jobs for the African Americans or 700,000 jobs for African Americans created under President Trump."
Okay. So here's my problem with that. Can we stop with all of the comparisons to Obama? Obama's not there now.
Like,
rear view mirror.
Get over it.
Forget it. Get over it.
Okay.
All right, here are
the
numbers
problem.
Now. This is a very good report. It stands on its own. Forget about it.
Yeah, but the news media says, that's nothing compared to Obama.
Yeah.
But you can't. That's exactly how people are consuming information. And look, I used to hate it, too, when President Obama talked all about George W. Bush for 8 years. I understand. I get it. It's frustrating, especially when it's not your political party.
I feel like it's a lot more now, though, than it was.
Oh, I don't know. Every turn, with the economy, it was always, well, Bush did this, and I'm recovering. It was always that, and presidents do that. But I think for context, more than anything, it's not about blame. It's for context, because you have a news media that's constantly bringing down anything that President Trump does. So we say, okay, well, you're hitting Trump for this, but wait a second. Like, just 3 years ago, Obama did that. And I think until it just becomes all about the media and how they're judging one person compared to the other.
All right, so here's the news media and following the first transgender nominee for governor. It feels like this week we've had some conversation about transgender people almost every day. That's not bad. It's just interesting. Yeah, I think we, was it yesterday or the day before? I don't remember.
You and I talked like for a second off the air about
the air?
About the woman, the transgender woman who's who won the, I guess, the nominee for the gubernatorial primary nominee, and then you had said, well, she's not going to win because the governor is very popular there, and that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah. All right. So there's that.
But she made history. We didn't talk about that part of it.
Yeah. It is. It's very historical. And so there's that, and the unfairness, the gauging of stories, as I look at the 14 or 15 different sources that I use pretty much every day, the number of stories on this person and the Somali-American person who's running for Congress, the way...
I guess that's interesting, but, like, I don't really know why. If I'm being honest, that one was a... That, they really tried...
The news media
made a headline out of that one.
Yeah,
I was like, really?
Is that
that big of a deal? I don't know.
It's so obvious what's going on.
Look, I'm all for diversity, and And if it's first Somali-American, okay, that's cool. But is that really a headline? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that we work awful hard.
Any first is always a headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So... I guess I'm taking a deep breath on some of these things and thinking why. But our asking the question makes for a good analytical conversation, I think. And that's what we are known for in part. It's Thursday, the 16th of August on the DJV program. Are you spending too much time in the bathroom? I want to know, too much time in the bathroom, yes or no? If, in fact, you are spending too much time in the bathroom, perhaps you need to clean out. You need to do a little Roto-Rooter. That's the name. This is not about Roto-Rooter. This is about Life Change Tea, which is a gentle Roto-Rooter for your system. You got protection for all of the various parts of your innards, including your stomach and the system, the big colon, the little colon, or what are they? Well, it's the intestine, right? Colon is the intestine. So if you have things that are in there, and 90% of us do, most of the disease and discomfort that you have in your life comes from having a messy gut. So if you need to clean out your gut, and most everybody does, well, keep it. You get it so that it works well, and then you keep it engineered properly by using Life Change Tea, a proprietary herbal formula that gently, every time you have a cup, cleanses your body. No more toxins, no more mold, no more parasite, no more bacteria. So if you're eating food that is not necessarily the best, here's the way of dealing with that. Go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. You can use the discount code DJV if you'd like to have them ship it to you free. Why not? All right, get all you can for nothing. Get ready for more energy. I have it. Victoria has it. We have it. We like it, and you'll like it too. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. And when you're in GetTheTea.com, look around some of the other things that they have. They'll help nourish your body, keep it clean, clear, through. You know the old expression, cornball expression, clean, clear, through, and deodorized too. Well, that's kind of how you're doing with your body. So don't spend that much time in the bathroom. Get your body clean. The inside should look as good as the outside, and it will when you're drinking Life Change Tea, available only at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Huh? Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Step on my blue suede shoes.
Well, you can do anything, but
do anything you want. Don't step on those blue suede shoes. Long live the King Day. This is the anniversary of Elvis Presley. He probably would have benefited from drinking life change tea, as it turns out, because that's kind of what happened to him. As we remember the life and times of the King, what legends, what stories. He was rushed to Graceland, to Baptist Hospital in Memphis on this day in 1977. Doctors tried to revive him, but their efforts were fruitless. He died at 3:30 in the afternoon. He was only 42 years old. What I remember about this day in 1977 are the number of fans who kept a vigil outside of Graceland for days and days and days. And then the funeral in those white Cadillacs, the world, the nation kind of stood still. It seems hard, shocking, actually, the people who are older, well, I'm sorry, not older, but younger, the older folks among our audience probably remember this. Elvis had 107 hits on the charts, which is the most that anybody has ever had. First thing he ever did was Heartbreak Hotel, and then over and over and over again he scored. So a remembrance of Elvis is probably appropriate today musically, because music is part of our lives, and we spend time every hour on music here on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I also celebrating somebody who's alive, a member maybe of that same group as far as age is concerned. Believe it or not, Madonna has a birthday today. She turns 60. So there we go.
Pretty amazing.
It really is. So to honor this, YouTube has shared the Madonna videos that are most in vogue on her channel. She has earned more than 570 million views on that site in the past year alone. Going back just a month or so, Madonna's daily views reached a staggering 2.5 million here in our country, Brazil, Mexico, Italy, and England. That's where she's the most popular. And because her career has been as much visual as audio-driven, seems only appropriate to count down Madonna's top 10 most viewed videos. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right. You want to be the big voice announcer, Jennifer?
Sure, if you want me to.
Sure, let's go.
Where are we starting? Number 10?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10. All right, these are Madonna's top 10 most viewed videos on YouTube. Open your heart. There it is. Number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9. The duet with Justin Timberlake called 4 Minutes.
Number 8.
Number 8 is Girl Gone Wild.
Number 7.
I don't know this La Island Bonita.
You don't know La Isla Bonita?
This is the only one I do know off of this list.
I know, but I don't know that. I thought it was called just Bonita. I didn't know it was called.
No.
Isla Bonita.
It's the beautiful island.
It is. The beautiful island of Bonita. This came from...
Who's that girl,
really
right?
Old. Yeah. I don't know what album, but it's old, yeah.
I think it was in the movie, too. It was in the movie Who's That Girl, but you guys are probably too young to even remember the movie.
I did not see that movie. I watched it over and over again. I haven't seen that one.
Number seven, is that where we are?
No, we're at number six.
Number six.
Celebration. I like this song, frankly.
I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
This is not
before.
It.
Yeah, all right.
This is from number like, 5. MDNA. Yeah, 2012 or something.
Live to Tell. Number 5.
Number 4.
That one. Virgin.
Oh my
God. Oh my God. This is the worst way of celebrating her music ever. I mean, we're sprinting through and not even listening to any of the songs.
I like this song.
Because we're counting down.
Yeah. Right. Number 3.
Wait, okay, so we're not going to do Like
four?
A Virgin?
Number 4. I just said number 4 is Like a Virgin.
Yeah, you Lord. Can't skip this one.
Yeah.
Number 3?
Yeah. Papa Don't Preach.
Single Mom. This was a big video.
Number 2. Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Never heard of this song.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is one of her newer ones.
Nicki Minaj. And she did it at the Super Bowl.
Number 1 is Vogue. Really?
Yay.
Yay. All right. Celebrate Madonna's birthday today. Happy birthday, Madonna. 28 past.
Light the wood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a man sat freezing by a pile of wood. He had 3 matches in his pocket. He lit the first one and huddled around it for warmth. He enjoyed the heat, but soon it went out. He lit the second and had a similar experience. Finally, he lit the third match, but like the other two, it went out fairly quickly as well, and he ended up freezing to death that night. People felt for him, but they couldn't help but think, if only he would have lighted the wood next to him, he would have had a great deal of warmth, and they considered him foolish. Of course, anytime we selfishly avoid bringing out the best in others, especially due to our jealousy that they might outshine us, we are no different than the man who froze to death with potential warmth so near. Light the proverbial wood around you by helping others shine. Making others better makes you better, too. Check out Emotional Management, the talk show on KDKARadio.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for $1, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the release of a grand jury report on the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania over decades, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is defending himself. The report alleges more than 300 priests abused over 1,000 children over a course of decades, and it accuses current Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl of protecting abusive priests during his 18 years as Archbishop of Pittsburgh. He addressed the issue at a mass yesterday.
The pain and the suffering is something that we need to accept responsibility for in helping survivors.
He didn't address his role in the report at the service, but denies the allegations. The jury heard closing arguments yesterday in the bank and tax fraud case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort and will begin deliberations today. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program for Thursday, the 16th of August. So Victoria is leading the way. Victoria Keelan. I should introduce everybody first, right? That's the job of the person whose initial is first on the DJV list. So Doug introduces Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria has our trending story, the first one of this half hour.
Well, this is a pretty scary trending story. It's about our tap water. And this specifically is in a western Michigan town where a warning on Facebook told residents to stop drinking the water and that everything in the house, including baby bottles and washing your dishes, brushing your teeth, it should all be in the form of bottled water. Now, in Michigan, we've heard a lot about water, of course, with the Flint crisis.
Flint, yeah.
But this is not near Flint. This is just another town that has apparently a lot of water main breaks and chloroform warnings. Now, this one is PFAS. Now, that is, it's a plastic compound. It's a word that I don't even want to bother trying to say. It's basically, it's made of 4,000 synthetic chemicals that degrade very, very slowly into the environment. And they're known as PFOS, PFOA, Gen X, and PFAS. Those are the four main names for this plastic chemical compound. In this city, this western Michigan city, they're now saying that it's 1,400 parts per million, and it's only supposed to be 70. So if you think about that percentage, that's insane. And the town didn't even really tell the parents, especially of little children in this town. They had to find out about it on a Facebook community board. And so they're now saying that this has been used, the chemicals are being used on military bases, industrial areas, in manufacturing, and thousands of consumer items, including food packaging materials, water-resistant fabrics, nonstick cooking pans, firefighting foams. These are the same things that these chemicals are found in. They're not supposed to be made in America anymore. In 2002, 3M, which is the primary manufacturer of PFOS, they voluntarily phased out production of the chemical. You may remember the story in 2006, eight major companies got together and said that they would phase these out of nonstick pans. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear about that? That was a bunch of years ago. And that by the 2015, you were no longer supposed to have any of these chemicals in your nonstick pans. And if they couldn't produce new nonstick type pans like ceramic and stainless steel, then they were just going to stop making them altogether. Teflon especially was the brand name. And so now a lot of these parents are really concerned because they have little children who are 3-4 years old, and a lot of the mothers are now coming forward saying they didn't even realize that while they were pregnant drinking this tap water, this could have lifelong effects on their children. And these plastics, there is plenty of studies out there that show, there's plenty of research that shows that these do have long-lasting developmental impacts on children, and especially if you're drinking this stuff while you're pregnant. And so now they're saying it could be in your breast milk. This is going to be the new Flint. And this is, they say it stays in the body between 2 and 9 years. So it's, the exposure is really, really bad. But drinking out of plastic water bottles isn't a whole lot better. You know, we talked about that last week. If you're drinking a case of bottled water that's been sitting in the heat, you're getting BPA, which is just as developmentally tragic for children as well. So I don't know what the right answer is, but filter all of your water.
What are we doing to ourselves in the name of convenience?
Well, we're trusting that our local municipalities are filtering our water and giving us safe drinking water, and it's just not true.
What's happened in my municipality is that they've stopped people because it's affected the water rate, and somebody's going to sue them, and it may be me. I'm not interested in drinking tap water either out of the system. I have a well at the farm. I had a well at my old house. I don't have a well at my current house, but I want to put one in. And they say, well, there are too many wells, and people are worried about what happens if we drain too much water out to those people who already have wells. There could be a serious problem. You know what? That's a bunch of baloney. There's plenty of water. There are kind of underwater veins. You got to find them. But, hello, that's where the water is, other than what's up in the sky. And I don't want to drink the stuff that put, never mind the plastic, the fluoride. I don't want to drink that stuff. And so you should have a choice, not be mandated by some government who says, we have to do it this way because we have to do it this way because we have to do it this way. Why? Well, because we have to do it this way. You know, that kind of stuff. It's kind of like your mother when you say, well, why? And she says, because I say so. It's that kind of stuff. All right, that was good. Thank you for the warning and the update, Victoria. It's television time. Well, no, first let's celebrate National Rum Day. Speaking of drinking things,
please.
Here's the substitute. No more water, drink rum. The earliest rum distilling companies trace back to the 1600s. Sugar cane was being cultivated. Byproducts were used to create rum. Thanks to British exploration, rum runners, new economic trade routes. The rum took the world by storm, if you will. It was made famous by pirates. Rum was the British Royal Navy. Remains a mainstay today. Would you call it a cocktail? Rum is a cocktail?
You could make a cocktail. Out of rum.
Oh, okay. Rum. Anybody here like rum? You drink rum?
When I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah. When you were bartending, Kara, did you have a lot of call for rum? Is it something that's unique or not often called for?
It gets used in a ton of stuff, and there are multiple different kinds of rum. I mean, you can get, like, coconut rum and make kind of a pina colada type thing, or they're light and dark rums, and people drink rum and coke all the time. It's a pretty common alcohol to use.
How does it taste like, rum?
It tastes like rum.
Yeah,
you've had a rum ball.
I don't know how to describe
it. Haven't you had, like, rum cake or rum ball?
Rum cake I've had. Yeah, yeah. I don't like the taste.
It tastes like that.
sour.
Yeah, rum is fine. I think everyone has a different liquor. People who drink, at least, they all have a different liquor that they've had a really bad experience with. I think tequila is one for a lot of people. I had a really terrible Halloween with rum one time, so I don't drink a lot of it, but it's a pretty common drink that people use.
First distilled in the 1620s in the Caribbean, 1664 saw the first North American distillery established to make rum. Guess where it was? Where do you think, Jennifer, the first distillery was for rum in America? Take
Hawaii.
A guess. No.
I don't know.
New York.
Oh, really? Really?
Well, actually, we narrow it down to Staten Island.
Oh, boy.
Victoria's favorite place. All right.
And it's funny, I always say Staten Island.
I love it.
The oldest existing rum company is Mount Gay Rum, established in the colony of Barbados in 1705. So that's how long rum has been around. I want to back up for just a second. How many people know, you mentioned in your first story, Victoria, the 3M company. Do you know what the 3Ms are?
No.
Anybody know?
Are they
no.
like three brothers or something?
I know no. 3M, what 3M is. I just
yeah,
don't know
I know
what
3M.
Stand for.
I've That's got all of their hooks that don't damage the wall. It's great.
You know what right. 3M is, but you don't know what the company, what 3M stands for.
I do.
Right.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. That's what 3M stands for.
Less interesting than I thought it would be. But okay.
Yeah, why'd you want to tell us that?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I
he just
wanted
likes
to
sharing factoids.
Yes, right, exactly.
Fun facts from Doug Steffen.
Yes, right. All right, television report. Let's see, what happened last night? Suits. Was on last night. It was good.
Is it still good without Meghan Markle?
This is the report. Suits was on last night. It's good.
Yeah, it was good. The Catherine Hagel is in it, and she plays kind of a hussy.
Oh, I forgot they added her. Yeah.
Yeah, and also the kid I can't remember. Dulé. He was from West Wing. Dulé Hill, very good actor. And the two of them are sort of in subplots with Harvey and the rest of them. And it's really good. It's a very it's fast-moving, good, thoughtful, a little more personal than it used to be. And I think that's good. I think they're bringing a little more personality in for Harvey and the other people that have been there for a while. So that's a good show. I saw that. Anybody else see anything that was any good?
Did not.
I saw no TV last night. I know, so boring.
So what's the point in us giving the television report of none of
you're
us
the
watched?
One who always adds that in. We don't need to share that we didn't watch anything.
Why don't we just give the report?
I mean, yeah.
All right, what's up tonight, Jen?
All right, so football is back, and there are two games tonight that you can check out. This is preseason week 3 of 5, the Jets facing off against the Redskins and the Steelers facing off against the Packers. So that'll dominate a lot of television tonight on Fox and ESPN. Also tonight on CBS, the brand new episode of Big Brother. That's at 9 o'clock. ABC has The Gong Show, followed by Match Game, and Take Two, their full night of game shows. On NBC, you only have two new episodes of Trial and Error, but I know that'll be enough for Victoria and Kara, who love that show. They're half-hour episodes, one's at 9, one's at 9:30. On Bravo, we have a brand new episode of The Shaws of Sunset, Discovery Network, new show tonight, Naked and Afraid is back. That's at 8 o'clock. HGTV has a new Rustic Rehab, and USA has a new episode of Queen of the South and Shooter. That starts at 8 o'clock. What I'll be watching, ladies, and what Victoria should be watching, because she's now his new roommate, is Jersey Shore's Family Vacation. That's on MTV tonight at 8 o'clock.
That's new tonight?
Yes. Now, this is not season two. Season two starts next week. This is actually the preseason where they get the whole cast together to preview what we're going to see, what happens, what's going on, and they'll all be there. They're going to reveal behind-the-scenes stories from the filming of Family Vacation Part 2, which happened primarily in Las Vegas. So you can check that out on MTV at 8 o'clock tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right, let's get to the sports desk, Victoria. The folks at Bud Light are trying to expand their reach in Cleveland anyway. Is it going to work?
Well, it all depends on how the Cleveland Browns do. If they manage to win a game, And that's sad to say, but a single game during the 2018 regular season, Browns fans in the Cleveland area will get a chance to have free Bud Light. Bud Light announced that they're placing victory fridges in strategic areas around Cleveland that will automatically open when the Browns win a game. They may stay closed. Bud Light says, we're always cheering for the Browns. Obviously, they haven't won in a while. We're putting victory fridges out into the marketplace. When the Cleveland Browns win at the end of the game, the refrigerators will send a wireless signal that will unlock them and give fans the opportunity to have a celebratory Bud Light. 10 victory fridges, which are 8 feet tall in size and hold roughly 200 beers, will be dropped off inside First Energy Stadium and as well as other locations around the Cleveland area. Once the fridge is open, the beer inside will be free of charge to those looking who want to celebrate the Browns' long losing streak coming to an end. Cleveland last year went 0-16. So
my
sad.
God.
They haven't won since beating the San Diego Chargers, well, they were then called the Chargers, on December 24th of 2016, which was their only win of that season. The Browns made significant improvements in this offseason, though, by selecting quarterback Baker Mayfield. He was the number one overall draft pick. And so they're hoping on September 9th, when they face off against the Steelers, that they will have a win, finally. And then everyone gets free beer.
Free beer for everybody. Hooray!
It's a pretty smart idea.
Yeah, actually, it is a good idea.
Because Bud Light's probably not going to have to give away any beer.
I know.
Yeah. Who's interested in
Bud Light?
How do
you feel if you're the Chargers and that's like their only win in 2 years?
Mm. Oh, jeez.
All right, so Jennifer, speaking of winners, NASCAR and the new reality show on
this
country,
seems like it should
CMG.
Be up my alley, doesn't it?
It does.
I agree. Right. Well, the CMG. Wives of NASCAR drivers are about to become the center of attention. CMT, which was Country Music Television, announced on Wednesday that there's going to be a new docuseries, which means reality show, called Racing Wives, which will debut early in 2019. It'll feature the wives of prominent NASCAR drivers, including Samantha Bush and Ashley Bush, who are married to brothers Kyle and Kurt Bush, respectively. The show will have 8 hour-long episodes that are unscripted and will highlight the behind-the-scenes lives of the wives who follow their husbands around the country for 36 races every single year. Also featured is Amber Balkian, an aspiring NASCAR driver new to the racing community who left everything, including her boyfriend, back in Canada to chase her dreams. Unscripted, according to CMT, means the show will take place at their home. So these ladies will not be in a studio. They'll not be hanging out. They'll actually be at their homes in Lake Norman, North Carolina. So we'll get to see a glimpse of their life behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it so surprising that that doesn't exist already?
Yeah,
what,
it is.
The wives thing?
Well, of NASCAR. There's wives and girlfriends of basketball players. There's so many different athletes, spouses kinds of shows.
Any shows about the children of these people?
Not yet.
Kids usually don't get featured a lot in
that's
reality
coming.
For obvious reasons, but
All right, there's that story. Thank you very much. Time now for us to focus on another story, and that is your weight management. The number one way to manage that weight of yours, getting it off. I guess management of weight is the focus is on getting it off. Well, it's also on keeping it off. That's why Calitrin is so good, because not only is it the number one healthiest choice for weight loss in the country, has been for 30 years, but they also promote the fact that if you stay on the program, you'll keep the weight where you want it. You got to eat well, you need to exercise, and all of this stuff comes together because of your management. And the management is helped by natural collagen, which is the main ingredient in Calitrin. It's the protein in your body that helps you build muscle and push out the fat. Lose the weight, lose the fat, no adverse effects whatsoever, because it's all natural. That is the story in a nutshell. Go to toploss.com to lose the weight and keep it off. Special 10% off deal when you use the code DJV at toploss.com for Calitrin. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter.
To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's time for Thursday Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan and I, lesser me than her, focusing on the world of technology and how it is applicable, some of these things, to what's going on in your life. Simple things that maybe make your life better or that you ought to know more about. For example, some of the Google apps that are tracking your data and you don't know about it and you don't want it to happen. So what do we do, Victoria?
Well, this is, a lot of people are not happy with Google this morning because this, according to a new expose, even though you turn off your location settings, that's not stopping Google from tracking you where you go with some of their apps, and a lot of people are not happy about that. A lot of Google services still use a log and that keeps a location record of when certain privacy settings are turned on and off, and Google says that users can control what information the company tracks by turning the location history off. However, the Associated Press in this new expose says that some of Google apps store a user's time-stamped location data without asking, and if users want to prevent that data from being stored, they have to turn off a second setting that no one knows about. So this is answering your question. How do you stop it? Well, no one's ever heard of this. It's called web and app activity. No one knows about this. If you are the average user of Google on any of your apps on your phone, you don't even know that this exists. I'm a tech enthusiast. I'm not an expert. I'm an enthusiast, and I didn't even know this was a real thing. So this is how sort of deep state, if you want to talk about it, the conspiracy, it runs deep. And so so Google estimates, well, the AP says that this affects 2 billion users with devices running Google's Android operating system, and hundreds of millions of iPhone owners who use Google's Map app. So this is not just an Android problem. This is an iPhone problem as well. And I have an iPhone. You have an iPhone, Doug. I'd have to really go through the iPhone and try to even figure out where the setting is that's called web and
these
app activity.
These people are not to be trusted.
No,
they
of course not.
They are lying bastards who want nothing more than to control your life, what you buy, what you, how you live. The world is, and people laugh at me when I say we're turning our children into zombies. We're turning our entire society into zombies, being controlled by a few companies.
Yep.
And we talk about politicians. These people want to take over the world. They are not to be trusted.
Well,
I don't use Google Maps. I use Waze. Anyway, maybe
yeah.
They do the same thing. Who knows?
Well, we don't know yet, but Waze is one app. And this is all of an operating system. Now, in a statement to the AP in regards to this expose, Google apparently seemed unfazed by the report and said, "We provide clear descriptions of these tools and robust controls so people can turn them on or off and delete their histories anytime." Well, that's not really true, Google. Perhaps that's technically what you do, but again, none of us know where the web and app activity button is, so
yeah,
you're kind of lying.
Yeah, of course they are. And the things they want you when they, there's four pages of stuff and you have to say, "I accept."
Mm-hmm.
And who reads that stuff?
No
Not
one
that that's
reads
an
it.
Excuse, but nobody
yep.
reads that stuff. Nobody. So try to get away from Google if you can. And those of us who have Gmail, does that mean that they're watching what we're doing using Gmail? One
yes.
would wonder.
Yeah? Yeah, if you're using the Gmail app, then yes.
I'm not using the app. I just use
okay.
Gmail. All right, here's another focus. 80% of you as customers not satisfied with how businesses respond to the problems that customers have. This week, one company, T-Mobile, announced that they are putting an end to all of that with using no more. This is very interesting, actually. Customer care with real people and not robots. Here's the story from Andy Solomon.
It's a familiar customer service refrain.
Representative? Representative. Representative.
But that's no longer the case for T-Mobile customers. Callie Field, Executive Vice President of Customer Care, T-Mobile.
We are killing the automated phone menu and ending the call center runaround. I hate the way companies dictate how and when you can contact them. Now, when you call or message T-Mobile, you're routed straight to your team of experts, a tight-knit team of highly trained experts dedicated to you and others in your city.
That means no more robots or getting bounced around.
Your call is important to us are the six emptiest words ever robo-spoken. Team of experts puts your happiness at the center of everything we do. At T-Mobile, you now have your own entourage because we think just being our customer makes you a rock star. Our Uncarrier moves are about changing wireless, but this is so much bigger than wireless. This is how all care should be done.
For more, visit T-Mobile.com or dial 611 from your T-Mobile phone.
All right, so what else do we got from Mac? This is Microsoft and Amazon time, I guess, as well as
working
Google.
Working together.
Yeah.
Yeah, working together. A year after Microsoft and Amazon first announced that Skills, meaning their assistants, Alexa and Cortana, might be able to link up, it turns out they are linked up now. You can use both of them interchangeably.
Aha! All right. Good news for Microsoft and Amazon users. 59.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.